Start by finding a comfortable seated position. Sit upright with your feet flat on the floor, your arms and legs uncrossed, resting gently. Close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, as you've done before. Please breathe calmly for a short while, trying just to watch your breath, coming in and going out, rising and falling. Now try to identify with the situation. A family of two parents and three children are living comfortably in a suburb of a big city. The working parent has a good enough job so that things go smoothly for all. The family is very happy. One day, the worker goes to work and just prior to lunch gets a promotion. At the same time, a bad fire occurs at home, destroying the house, killing the other parent and all three children. Unknowingly, the worker goes home at lunch to tell the family the great news of promotion. Now try to put yourself in the worker's position. Try to feel as the worker would, driving up to your house with this great news, only to see a complete disaster and all of your family killed. Try to feel with this pain. Great news of promotion? Not very important now. Heaviness, sadness, maybe a tight stomach, maybe lump in the throat, maybe heavy chest, soft eyes, maybe something in the lips. Try to raise a feeling inside for this person in this very sad occasion. Many in the world feel a lot of pity for others with problems, especially such extreme suffering like this. But pity can be cold. Pity can be from the outside, looking at them over there. Try to get inside. Try to get to the feeling of compassion. Try to let go of some of your conditioning and get to this feeling for this person. A deep feeling of wishing you could help, wishing things would be different. This is a reaction to an unpleasant situation. Identifying with, then feeling with the pain and reacting, this can be an aspect of compassion. Out of this compassion can come the hope, the wish of loving kindness, that this person will be able one day to find peace of mind after such tremendous difficulty. Not that this person will get married again and have three more children in a new house, but that this person will find peace of mind through life experience, some practice, or some learning. This person will be able to cope with, understand, and accept what has happened. Try to wish this person that type of loving kindness. May this person one day be able to learn methods, techniques, and tools so that they can cope with, understand, accept, and overcome the difficulties and challenges of life. May this person find peace of mind. Now try to identify with another situation. Two best young friends, we will call them Jim and Tom, are out for the evening, doing what for many young friends is quite common. Nothing in particular, having a nice time at the beach. They go out on the pier in a happy mood, feeling good and joking. In the sense of the words, having a good, harmless time. Then, jokingly, Jim teases Tom by almost pushing Tom over the pier into the water. But in reacting, Tom slips and falls in anyways. Although a good swimmer, Tom was not moving much. Jim jumped in and helped Tom to shore, only to discover that Tom was now a paraplegic, paralyzed. Try to feel with the pain of this situation. Best friends, happy evening. One has now caused the other to become a paraplegic, paralyzed. Try to get to that heavy feeling inside. Something very difficult has happened to both Tom and Jim. This bad accident that has happened to Tom is extremely sad. But for now, please focus your attention on Jim. Jim has just caused his best friend to become paralyzed. The guilt and self-hatred are vast, enormous, huge. Feel with Jim. Try to feel this pain. Try to feel compassion for Jim. Now let the feeling, the wish, the hope arise that Jim will someday find a way to cope with, understand, and accept what has happened. And in Jim's case, that this will also enable Jim to forgive himself, as he will also have enormous guilt and self-hatred. Let this wish, this loving-kindness, warm feeling rise within you for Jim. This is a different feeling from simply compassion. This is a feeling that can wipe away tears. And that Jim will one day have this. May Jim one day be able to learn methods, techniques, and tools so that he can cope with, understand, accept, and overcome the difficulties and challenges of life. May Jim find peace of mind. Now it is possible that you have met people who are always kind and nice to be with. And unless these people are perfect human beings, then they too have some difficulties, pains, or obstacles. Although perhaps only minor problems for most people, to them, they may consider it to be a major difficulty. Try now to bring forth some compassion for these people. People whom you know, who are nice and kind. Inwardly at times, you may be somewhat envious of them, but consider this. They, like you, are still having some difficulties. They, like you, are still living their life and learning. They, like you, may stumble and fall. They, like you, may have obstacles and problems in finding total peace of mind. They, too, need compassion and the wish of loving kindness. So try now to raise some compassion for them, and then try to wish for them that they will be able to cope with, understand, and accept their difficulties in life. May these people one day be able to learn methods, techniques, and tools so that they can cope with, understand, accept, and overcome the difficulties and challenges of life. May these people find peace of mind. Take the next few moments to consider one or more of your friends. Try to raise some compassion for them, and then the wish of loving kindness. May my friends one day be able to learn methods, techniques, and tools so that they can cope with, understand, accept, and overcome the difficulties and challenges of life. May my friends find peace of mind. Through practice and experience, you probably will find that there is one person for whom you have the most difficulty raising compassion and loving kindness. For many, this person is themselves. You know everything that you've done. You know all of the kind, beneficial things that you have done. And you know all of the unkind, unbeneficial things that you have done. For many of us, the unkind things play a greater role in our memory. We tend to shy away from thinking about the kind things that we have done. This way of thinking can bring about some major obstacles, such as feelings of guilt, self-hatred, unworthiness, doubt, shame, self-pity, inferiority, and many more. Take a look at your past now and try to bring to mind some of these unkind things that you have done, things that most of us do not really like taking a look at too closely. We've probably all done something that we are not happy about. Stole something, lied about something, broken promises. Even those unkind thoughts that we've had towards someone. Try to think about some of those things. Unpleasant feelings may be arising. If so, examine them. Notice them. There may be difficulty here. Note your physical reactions. The body, the face, the breath. Can you view yourself when you were a six-year-old as not being who you are today? As a six-year-old child who did not understand much, who is ignorant of many things, and who made many mistakes. Try now to raise some compassion for that little six-year-old who you were. What about when you were 10 years old? Can you raise some compassion for that person you were then, who did not understand much, who was ignorant of many things, and who made many mistakes? Try to raise some compassion for that little 10-year-old. What about when you were 15 years old? Certainly not the same person as you are now. You probably did not really understand much, were probably ignorant of many things, and probably made many mistakes. Try to raise some compassion for that 15-year-old. What about the person who you were last year? Can you view that person as different from yourself now? Probably not really understanding everything, ignorant of some things, and still making mistakes. That person needed compassion also. What about the person who you were yesterday? Different in some small way from who you are today. Yesterday, you probably did not understand everything. Probably were still ignorant of some things. And possibly still making mistakes. Try to have some compassion for the person who you were yesterday, different in some way from who you are now. What about now? At this very moment, you probably do not understand everything. You are probably ignorant of some things, and you are possibly still likely to make a mistake. You need compassion as much as everyone else. You have pains like everyone else. You have your own difficulties. Try to have some compassion for yourself. See if you can wish for yourself that one day you will be able to have compassion and loving kindness. Give yourself that wish. Try to turn that kind of loving kindness toward yourself. You deserve this loving kindness just like everyone else. May I, one day, be able to learn methods, techniques, and tools so that I can cope with, understand, accept, and overcome the difficulties and challenges of life. May I find peace of mind. At this point, you can stop the exercise, or you can continue the exercise, practicing developing compassion and loving kindness for other people that you can think of.